everyone. So welcome back to another episode of the Hello Spring podcast. I hope you're all doing well today because we have officially have come to the double digit number of this podcast, episode 10. And I thought, why not do a full circle moment and do yet another solo episode where it's just me and you, mano a mano, just talking about life, our feelings, social media, YouTube, Twitch, all that jazz, and especially how I have been doing in this whole pastrami panini situation. Because honestly, it's been a full circle moment where I realized that 2 weeks ago, it has been a full year since we've been in this whole situation, which is kind of crazy to think about. But then the next week after that, I realized that it's almost been a year since I've graduated from university. Well, starting in like in May 14th or whatever, it would have been a year since I graduated university with my bachelor's degree. And I didn't really see any of this coming. I didn't see what was going to happen, where it was going to lead. And ultimately, I thought, why not do something for myself? Because if you don't remember, I said in, I think, episode 1 or 2 that I've always wanted to have something for myself that I could call my own, where if I worked for somebody else for a 9-to-5, you know, job and had my side projects, I wanted to be able to call something else that was my own through audio form. Because if you don't know, I'm a YouTuber, Twitch streamer full time, and I make a lot of Sims content around the Sims franchise, simulation games, and such like that. But I never really thought of doing like a video based podcast because that's just not me. I never felt comfortable of ever recording my face, to be honest, and I've just kind of learned to do it over time here and there, just to get comfortable with it. But I'm not fully ready to really put my face out there as a person who's doing a podcast. However, I have been on the internet for nearly a decade, and I do take a lot of selfies and posts on social media like Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Snapchat, all the social medias that are out there, I pretty much have. But I think over time, the more I've grown up on the internet, like I literally have grown up on the internet. I started doing YouTube at the age of 14 and I'm now 25. So I've been doing this like a whole like internet gaming, social media space for nearly a decade. And it's kind of crazy how it's a full circle moment where things have changed for the worse, but also for the best. And I don't know how you feel, but when starting a podcast, I think I have always thought I wasn't really good enough of making a podcast because I am a Pisces and I have ADHD, and all my life people thought I would be too scatterbrained and too hyperactive and not really focused enough to do something like this. And I was like, I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to prove you wrong that I can do all these things in my life. So you can't tell me otherwise that I cannot do it. Like people who tell me that I can't, I'll show them that I can. And here I am today doing the said dang thing. So I want to ask you all, how are you doing? Like, how are you feeling today? Are you feeling good, sad, you know, a little bit meh, excited? You know, like, let me know how you feel, because I think it's very important to talk about how each other are feeling, whether we're feeling good, bad, sad, or whatever. But for today, for me, at this current time, I am feeling great because I recently just got my second vaccine shot for the Panini or the Vicky, you know, the Panini Vicky. So I've been doing that lately and I got my second vaccine, which is so cool. And honestly, it feels great. And at the time of the recording, no symptoms, and it feels just nice that I don't have any symptoms. I got the Pfizer shot, if you're wondering which one I got, if you're curious, but that's the one that I got. It's the one where you have to get 2 doses instead of 1, but that's just me. Overall, I think this entire year, I have realized that, you know, things are very unpredictable. Like you never really know what's going to happen until it happens. And at the start of the pastrami, I thought that, you know, life is going to be very simple and easy and I'm always going to have any no complications whatsoever. And boy, was I wrong, because I went through some trials and tribulations of emotions of ups and downs, some high highs and some low, low lows, because I'm a Pisces and I struggle with a lot of like mental issues, mostly like a lot of like social and mentally anxiety, just because I never really know what to think or what to say or how to do. And I think I still have like that mindset of my life where people have told me that I will never be good enough because I'm a certain way or I act a certain way or I do things differently than other people. And I think that the whole year of living inside, it just kind of became a reality of me thinking that for so long, where I focused a lot more on social media than like my actual like YouTube and streaming, where I focused on that stuff than the important stuff. Granted, I was still in school for like another 2 months, like literally when it happened, it was like March, like 16th or whatever. And then April to May, and then that was it. Like, I literally only had like a month and a half left of school. So it wasn't that bad. However, I did have 2 part-time jobs. I was going to school full-time, and I was doing Twitch and YouTube full-time. So essentially, I had 5 jobs in one thing, and I was trying to manage it all at once with no help. And I have a bad habit of not asking for help, let's be honest here. And I'm kind of glad that I'm evolving in a new brand new way and becoming a better person of asking for help when I need it and seeing where it leads, because I have a podcast editor and a video editor now for YouTube and this podcast, and it feels so great. Like, Ashley, I know you're listening to this and you're editing the podcast. Thank you. I appreciate you. Awesome. Awesome job, honestly. And like, without having help with certain things that I needed in order to like progress and grow my business, I wouldn't be where I am today. Like, I've been trying to manage it for nearly a decade. Like, I've been on the internet for, like I said, nearly a decade, like since 2010. Yeah, 2010, 2011, around that time. Kind of crazy. And I don't know, the things I have done in my past have led me up to this day. And I don't know if I've talked about this or not in the podcast, but I've said it on social media and like in videos before that when I was in 8th grade, I have set goals in my life where I was going to be in a newfound space of living and education, which is high school, which is a very scary place, might I add. And after high school is college. And then after college is like, you know, the real world. So I planned out my entire life, like what I was going to do in high school, what clubs I wanted to be involved in, what type of like group I wanted to be in. And I got into all those groups and clubs and classes, of course, because I'm a very determined person that I will do anything and everything to conquer those goals and get there. And then after like, you know, high school, I was like, I want to go to this college, that college, and do all these different things and get into this degree program and not be in debt. Well, I did that. I went to school. I went to community college first because, one, I ain't rich. 2, I wanted to be able to go at my own pace and not, you know, take out a loan and be in debt and all that stuff. Like, that was not for me. Like, there are things in my life that I don't want to be a quote unquote stereotype. Like in high school, if you lived in a certain area, it's like, you know, like you go to high school, you go to community college, you transfer and you do that. Or like you graduate high school and go to a 4-year college, take out a loan and do that and graduate and you're done. But no, I wanted to be the untraditional person that would do untraditional things of life. Like I went to school for 4 years of high school. Then I went to community college. However, community college is the stereotypical 2-year and then you transfer and that's it. Well, for me, that didn't work out well for me because college is all about experimenting, figuring out where you want to go, what kind of degree you want to get for the rest of your life, because college is like it's it. You learn, you grow, and you get a job, or you get a degree with the job that you want to get. And for me, it was like music for like a semester or two. And then I was like, you know what? My mind isn't really in the whole music space of becoming a professional singer, dancer, actor, like all the arts. Like, I'm still part of the arts community. I am a diehard musical theater kid. Choir kids, show choir kid. Like, if you know show choir, you know it's stressful. A lot of singing and dancing, Been there, done that, ain't doing it again because that's too much work. But when I was going through all that, I was like, you know, I want to be able to have a degree that will sustain me for a long time, where it's a versatile, like, playing field of job hunting. And I chose graphic design. And I was like, at the time, I had switched over to a new YouTube channel to kind of diversify my content and be a brand new person and brand this channel to be a different way. Because in high school, I had another YouTube channel where I just mainly did a lot of Sims-related content based around The Sims 2. I made short films. So, like, I wanted to become a filmmaker, like a director, like some type of producer or whatever. I wanted to do, like, write stories, write books, write movies, like all that stuff. And I still kind of want to do that. Like, I want to write my own movie or write my own book one day, and I don't know, see where life goes with that. But in a way, I think that at the time, I wasn't thinking that. So I went to graphic design because I knew, you know, visuals, and I'm a visual learner. And so when I read books or when I watch movies, I need to see, like, the visuals of things. Like, even with subtitles, I need to hear and see what they're saying, because ultimately accents and language barriers are very different. So it's kind of hard to understand what people are saying or even want to learn a different language, such like, you know, I don't know, Spanish, Japanese, Chinese, Korean, you know, stuff like that. Like, those are, like, languages I've always wanted to, like, learn in life. And I like to read subtitles just to learn and also kind of, you know, see what they're saying, because I find it very interesting. Like, I watch a lot of anime, and there are, like, a lot of, like, you know, subtitles that I have to read, and I'm okay with reading them. So having a way of learning different cultures from texts or visuals or, you know, in person is very important to me, and education was very important to me. And I knew that graphic design was a way where I could be in school forever, but still, like, learn at my own pace. Where I went to community college for 4 years and I transferred over to a 4-year college for the next 2 years. So ultimately, I was in college for 6 years from the age of, like, 21 to 25. No, wait a minute. No. The age of 18 to 25. There we go. Or 24, actually. I swear I can do math. I was like, wait, hold up. That's not correct. That's not the correct math. But I was like, wait a minute, my life is working out the way I wanted to work out, where I went to community college, I transferred, I went to a 2-year or 4-year university to do all this rest of stuff, graduated. And then here was, like, the big boom of, like, March. And I was like, wait a minute, something's not right. How am I going to do online school for the next 2 months and figure out, you know, YouTube, Twitch, you know, figure out all that and have my other two jobs? Like, I was still going through my student event coordinator job and my AmeriCorps job and had to deal with that, where I was helping kids. I was tutoring kids. I was doing all these different things and playing events for my college, basically virtual, because everything went virtual right then and there. We had to adapt to new changes. However, as a student event coordinator, we already had virtual things already set in place because we plan ahead, of course. I think that at the time when I graduated, I felt weird because I am a person who likes to have family around them and being able to surround themselves with like-minded people. And I remember the last time that I traveled was late 2019. And that was around the time, late 2019 was the time when The Sims sparked. I was on that TV show with a group of other people, like Dr. Gluon, Ex-Mir Mir, Lucia, Dr. Ashley, Ex-Urban Sims, D-Sims, Plumbella, Stefo Sims. Like, there's a, like, English Sims. There's a lot of people on that show that I really admire as creators, but also as friends, where we all went through something very, very different, where we didn't know what to expect. And honestly, we film the show, then we leave the show, and then we're back at home to our regular lives. And we're like, wait a minute, that was literally the last time we all traveled as an individual, but also, like, as a group, because we are all simmers. We all play Sims. We all make content around The Sims and variety games. But we've gone to Sims camps together. We've done a lot of things, basically. But that show was a time. It was a trip. It was a lifetime a once in a chance in a lifetime to experience to be on a TV show before the Panini, you know? And so I think that being said, I think that that show changed me in a way of changing my perspective of life and where I wanted to see myself in like 5 years and how I wanted to be able to, one, build myself as a like individual, but also build myself as a entrepreneur, as a Black male in society, and definitely kind of be a voice to be reckoned with, where I will stand up for change. I will stand up for things that I believe in and be able to speak out on terms that are not really, you know, correct. And sometimes, you know, you got to talk about these things. And this is where social media comes into play of how I'm doing these things, of this 1 year thing. And social media is something that we all never expect to like think it would become our job, but ultimately sometimes it kind of does. But if you're just curious about what social media is and how it kind of works and how I kind of tie it into my everyday life, social media is basically defined by its interactivity, connectedness, user-generated content. But in today's society, the use of social media has become a necessary daily activity, which is very, very true, where we're on our phones 24/7, texting, tweeting, Snapchatting, Instagramming, YouTubing, live streaming, like all this stuff has become a daily routine, which can be both a good and bad on how you kind of look at it. However, social media is typically used for social interaction and access to news and information and decision making. And that is very true, where we do use social media to 9 times out of 10 to access information about like the news or what's going on in the world, and also kind of make decisions of like what we should do. Like we sometimes look at Twitter of what's trending, of like, should we do this? Should we stand that? Should we be a fan of that? Should we go watch that? Like people tend to gravitate to social media to decide whether or not they should do a certain thing. Like, for example, watch a movie, watch a TV show. You should all watch WandaVision, or you should like, you know, Gilmore Girls, or watch the movie a third, fourth, second, 10 trillionth time. And I'm guilty of that, where I rely on social media for a lot of things, or for a lot of different reasons, mainly to be interactive with my audience on social media, like Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. Those are technically the only apps that I really use on a daily basis, like Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch are the 4 that I use. I've cut out my life of using these social apps more so Twitter, where as a person who has grown up in the day and age of technology, quote unquote, yeah, air quotes, technology, I have realized, because I've looked up on Google in the past, that I was born in 1996, like February 22nd, 1996, to be exact. I don't remember what time though. But that year, when you look it up, there's so many articles, so many news outlets that have categorized my like year of birth in 2 different categories, millennials and Gen Z. And it's like, you never really know what lines up, like which one is correct. So we just don't really acknowledge it. And we just kind of hope for the best. And I have come to terms that I am basically both. I'm a millennial/Gen Z. I've grown up with like, Gen Z has grown up with social media. So have I. Like I am more so the older millennials or the older Gen Z kids. And I don't like that. But, you know, I've come to terms. Age is just a number. It doesn't really define who you are. And also the other thing about social media, when it comes to numbers don't define who you are. Whether you have 1 subscriber, 2 followers, 10,000 followers, 1 million, tens of millions of followers, subscribers on social media, those really don't define who you are. Like when you really honestly think about it, when you have all those followers, you only have like those select few, maybe they're like 50 or 2 or 5 that really are your true dedicated people that you can rely on, your fans or your community, your subscribers, like whatever you call them. I call my community Spring Squad. And I know for a fact there are a handful of people who listen to my podcast or watch my streams or my YouTube videos that I can, you know, go to, rely on and talk to about pretty much anything that they can relate to. And I've interviewed people in the past of this podcast, like Little Simsy and Ocean Sims and Paul Pancakes and Rochella and soon to be Azamara and Twisted Mexi. Like, I've interviewed a lot of people on this podcast, even like, you know, as a Pisces with Miss Simreno. I've realized that all of us, even though we do make the same kind of user-generated content, The Sims, we all are individuals with different personalities. And as a Pisces, and Miss Simreno and I are somewhat similar, where we act not really the same, but we act on like our emotions sometimes. We fall hard for a lot of people. We tend to be very closed off a lot. And it's kind of crazy when you think about it, when you can relate to a person. And sometimes you can't always relate to quote unquote a normal person who's not in the gaming, YouTube, Twitch streaming base, because it's kind of unusual and kind of confusing to tell a person, oh, I make money on the internet. I make videos for a living. I stream on the internet on Twitch. And then if they don't understand, gotta explain to them. And how I kind of explain it to people who are like in my immediate family or just people that I know, I tend to, who are like, I guess, older than me, I tend to actually categorize it as a business. I talk to them on like a business standpoint of like, here's all the things that I do and here's all the things that I make money from and how it's working for me. Like, if you talk to people on a business level, they take you more seriously because it's easier. It's what they know and it's how they can relate to you on a business side of things. Because, you know, people make money from the internet. People do things such like make TikToks or you make short reels on YouTube or Instagram or Snapchat, make a reality show. You're an actor. Like, some of these things, like the creative field, I've realized over time have made things very confusing for a certain amount of people. And it's kind of hard to explain that, oh, I'm an actor. I'm a voice actor. I make voices for a living, or I act in movies or TV shows. Like, I've seen from other like quote unquote celebrities, and the word celebrity to me is so weird because they're all just real people, but they just have a title behind their name that categorize them in a higher hierarchy of society, if that makes sense. And I've seen a lot of like actors and actresses and voice actors that they are older and they have kids and their kids don't even watch their own, like their parents in TV shows that their friends watch. Like so-and-so like, oh, my mom was in like Grey's Anatomy. It's like, oh, really? It's like, did you know your mom was in Grey's Anatomy? Like, yeah, I knew she was in Grey's Anatomy. It's cool. I don't watch it. It's like, what do you mean you don't watch it? Like, it's so weird that when you are categorized as a certain person or a certain thing, it becomes weird. Like, we never really know the true term of life when it comes to the quote unquote untraditional job of the creative field. Whatever you're doing, cake baking, you're a baker, you're a gardener, you're a social media influencer, you're a social media consultant, manager, community manager. Like, it's definitely very hard to explain until you really explain to them these list of reasons and these list of things you do. But anyway, basically, social media is a lot and nothing is as perfect as you see it on social media. Like, you may take the perfect Instagram photo or take the perfect YouTube video and you upload it and you expect it to be very good, but nothing is as perfect as it seems. Like, you only get to see one side of that Instagram post or that one side of that YouTube video, and you don't really get to see the raw part of it. Like, you don't know what happened behind the scenes to get that said photo or that said video or that said live stream to go up. Like, you don't really understand. And I think that's where this podcast comes into play for me, where it gives people another insight of people's lives, of what really happens behind the scenes as a content creator or as a business professional, whether you're in the social media space, the gaming space, the business space. Like, there's a lot of avenues that people don't get to understand or learn until they actually hear it in some type of like audio format, video format, conference, or whatever. So it feels great to be able to kind of just sit down and talk for the social media kind of burnout relaxation detox episode. And I have no idea what I'm going to name this episode, to be honest. I just hope that you all definitely learn something from this, because I definitely learn every time that I record an episode. I learn something new every day, whether it's myself or with a guest, and it feels great. But I did want to say something about social media burnout and kind of how I've dealt with it. And there's an article that I found that I 100% go back to every single day for the past like 2 or 3 years. And it's spot on, like literally spot on. Like there's 16 easy to follow tips to deal with social media burnout. And I said in the past of episode, I believe 2, where how I found the balance in it all, where I've listed the time where I limit myself on social media. Like back then, back in February, I had spent 2 hours a day or throughout the day on YouTube, 6 hours on Twitter, 2 hours on Instagram, 6 hours on Twitch, 1 hour on TikTok, which is an average of like 3 hours and 2 minutes all together. Which is crazy, a lot on social media, where I was focusing so much on those platforms that I wasn't really stepping away and seeing what was happening behind me, like in real life, where I tend to want to escape reality and dive my head and my focus into the things that find me happy, where I use The Sims to escape reality sometimes to be happy for once and, you know, create my own reality and see where life goes and control life. Because Sims, we are basically playing God, where we are literally controlling these Sims from birth to death. And we get to determine where they go, how they do, who they get together with, who has kids, who has no kids, who gets divorced, and vice versa. So all I'm saying is that don't spread yourself too thin. Sure, it sounds like a good idea to try every new app that seems the light of day, like Clubhouse, or making a new account on all major social media giants like TikTok or Clubhouse or Fireside or, I don't know, Twitter Spaces or Twitter. Like there's so many social medias out there that you cannot keep up with all of them. And I've learned that over the years that I don't have to be on every single social media app out known to man, because I don't want to spread myself too thin where I don't want to have to put my time and effort and focus into every single one of them, where I could hone those skills that I've created over the years to put in like maybe, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 apps like Instagram and, you know, Twitch and Twitter and YouTube. Like those 4 apps, I put all of my love and energy into those and grow those before I expand out into other avenues. Really, like what's the catch? Like you end up creating a profile on all social media channels, posting content day in and day out, but not getting the real engagement, like the key to success of social media. But alternatively, chances are you end up growing an engaged audience only to add more work to your plate with minimal benefits. And like, it's very true that when you end up stretching yourself too thin and you have all these accounts and all this engagement, you only get to see like very minimal benefit from all the work that you do. Because the best way to think about it is that you need to probably select maybe 2 or 3 social media networks, or maybe 4, that works best for you, for your small business or a one-person brand. Because you got to drill down on growing your audience and engaging with them on the apps that you find best suits you, just not the apps that you think you will work well on or the apps that you think everyone should be on and gravitate and grow that even more. But focus on the ones that you have a very tight, close niche community, whether it's Twitter or, you know, Snapchat or TikTok. But branch out though, like never put all your eggs in one basket. Cause when you do that, you're kind of basically setting yourself up for failure, cause the internet is not forever. At the end of the day, one social media app could literally go away in a blink of an eye. Like if you don't remember, a couple months ago, I think, there was this app called Periscope where it was like a live streaming app where people could go live and it would go automatically to their Twitter. But after a couple months or after a couple of years of the app being a thing, a few months back, the app went away. And then people lost all their followers, their hearts, everything, kind of lost that connectivity where they had to basically go live and tell people to follow them on other apps because this app was going away and was no longer going to be a thing. So you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, but do focus on something that works best for you, whether it's like, again, Clubhouse, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, whatever it is, but kind of have those like those generic ones that you like going to on a daily. So choose the most effective social media apps for yourself or for your business. That's all I'm really going to say about that. But do also when you are figuring out where you want to kind of avoid social media burnout, definitely do plan your social media strategy in advance, because like a well thought out strategy answers essential questions such as like what type of content you want to post, when you want to post, how much you want to post, who are you going to like collaborate with, how much engagement, how do you plan to engage with your audience, and so on and so forth. Because ultimately every quarter, take the time to really revisit your social media strategy to see what needs to be changed based on your performance in your past, like, you know, quarter or last year or last month. And if you want to try something new, write it down, because I'm a person who is a visual learner and forgets a lot of things. So I need to write things down or have someone post it in Discord for me. Like for me on Twitch, where I live stream pretty much 3 hours, sometimes 4 hours every single day, except Wednesdays and Sundays, I tend to forget a lot of things. There's this thing called streamer brain, where you are talking to maybe 5, 10, 1,000, millions of people at once for a certain amount of hours. You are tend to forget a lot of things. And so if you never like write it down or have someone remind you in a text or a tweet or a Discord DM, how are you going to remember what you said 2 hours ago? Like half the time, I don't remember what I said last week, unless someone told me what I said last week. So it's definitely very important to plan out your social media strategy in advance to figure out what you want to do, where you want to go, how you're going to do it. If you want to try something new, write it down. And plus, you know, having a strategy does save you time where you can look back at certain things and plan out that one little video idea or that social media Instagram post or that tweet or that sponsorship or campaign that you're doing for a big brand. You can definitely write out what you think works best for you that best aligns with the brand. Like if you two work best together, then the content that you make is going to skyrocket it to the sky and make it a huge success. But do definitely block out some time to create new content. And I've learned that for me, it's best for me to definitely plan ahead and also block times where I could record maybe 3, maybe 4 videos in not in one sitting, but like in one day, where I have a backlog of videos that I can post whenever I want to post and not have to be overwhelmed where I have to sit down the day of I have to record and the day of I have to upload. Like I don't want to have that sense of pressure on myself where I have to basically force myself to get ready, get up, be perky, be happy, turn on the lights, turn on the camera and start recording for who knows how long and then have to edit it all and then upload it. Because you don't want to, you know, to sacrifice quality over quantity. It's always important to have quality work than having all these videos and have them be literally garbage. Like people rather have quality work with good audio, good video, and instead of having all these videos that are subpar or just not equally as good as your last video or whatever, because you don't want to rush through life, because if you rush through life, you don't really know what to expect in that moment. Being in the moment is always important. So take a step back from social media. Look at the bigger picture here. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you want to spend your time rushing through life and doing all these things that really have no meaning? Or do you want to go through life of having a major impact on yourself, but other people that will last a lot longer than 5 years? Like, let that sink in. Like, really let that sink in your brain right now. And so definitely curate instead of creating. So you don't always have to be creating. You don't really have to. No, but there's like a surefire recipe to burnout. Like, if you create content multiple times a day, like day in and day out, multiple times, like every single day, multiple times a day, where you like one day you record four videos, next day you record another four videos, next day you record three, then two, then five. And like, when you do a lot of creating, you have a tendency of burning out, where I've seen YouTubers come and go and Twitchers come and go of creating a certain amount of content for so long, for so many years of that one category, that they tend to get burnt out, that they don't want to create that content anymore. And I've been on the verge of burnout, where I've been on the internet for nearly a decade, soon to be in like November, I think September, I don't know, but nearly a decade, where I felt that I made all the Sims content. Granted, I didn't post every single day. However, there were times where I posted every day, multiple times a day, where I felt that I was going to literally lose my mind if I tacked on another project during that time, where I would quit altogether. And I knew I didn't want to do that. So I had to take a step back, cut down some things a little bit, plan ahead, make a schedule, plan out my strategy that I wanted to do, how I was going to get there, and go with it. Like, this podcast was like a project that I wanted to make sure that had a sustainable success of, you know, audio for people to listen to for years and years to come, where I planned out what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go, how I was going to get there, how many episodes I wanted to have in that one podcasting season or that year, how many seasons I wanted to go for. Granted, I have not planned out how many seasons I want for the podcast. I do see myself doing it for a very long time. I see it evolving over time, changing, but still have like the same concept of what this whole podcast is about: content creation, interviewing people, and the behind the scenes, and social media. Because social media is forever changing. It's never really consistent, where one thing's trending one day, the next day it's already gone. That one day, Justin Bieber's and Hailey Bieber pregnant. Next day, there's probably still trending, but that's old news. And now there's new news. There's new trends happening every single day. Like, for example, TikTok. These trends come and go, where you see one thing trending, the next day, it's no longer trending anymore. New things started happening. New creations, new creators coming up into the space, creating new content that's very innovative, creative, and new. But like I said before, never put your eggs in one basket, where you are making content on YouTube, for example, but you want to be able to grow your audience on other social media platforms like TikTok, for example, which is very booming right now, or, you know, Clubhouse or a podcast or, you know, Twitter or Instagram. Like, definitely kind of repurpose that content to work on your social media content calendar, where you could schedule out the same video in like different formats at different timestamps. Like, for example, I have a video that actually went out this last week where I posted a all yellow build. And for the first time ever, I took some time out of my day to repurpose that content, where I used that same video, looked at my editing, see where I could cut out certain things and utilize that for other social media apps as like sneak previews or eye-catching things to post on the socials for upcoming videos that I might have. Because I think it's kind of very important to do, to definitely repurpose the content, because some things might still be relevant 5 years down the line, or things were relevant 10 years ago that make sense today. So definitely, like, you know, look at your content calendar. I've been using Notion for a very long time, and it's helped me so much, where I could type everything out on my calendar and plan out my entire calendar for the whole month, where I wanted to post, how I was going to post, when I was going to post, and how I was going to do it. And so ultimately, it's very important to definitely repurpose the content, see where things go, but never copy and paste, because every platform has its own unique requirements and unique audience. So tweak the content you plan to reuse. So if you have a certain video that has like, or you have a certain video that you made and you have the same like clip and use it on every platform, that may or may not be a good thing, because again, certain algorithms, certain audiences may or may not follow you on all platforms, where they follow you on one platform but not the other. So you got to curate different content and repurpose that content in many different ways for that said platform. If that makes any sense. I don't really know if it does, but it's like what I've learned a lot throughout life that repurposing content definitely does help to grow your brand on all platforms, whether you post on TikTok that could lead to your Twitch account, or you post a Instagram reel or post that could lead to your website for your online store, or vice versa. Like, there's so many different avenues of life, of repurposing content and creating content that could benefit you for the long haul. So like I said, using a scheduler, a calendar, something will help you for sure, whether you're doing it yourself or you have a team behind you that helps you schedule those things. Having a scheduler helps. So you may, like, for example, you want to post a video, but you want to have like all this user generated content or like this repurposed content to post on other platforms in like a span of a week, where you want to post on Monday, but you want to post that little sneak preview before Monday, like that Sunday or that Saturday, and see where it leads for the hype, like building the hype for the next thing. And there is actually a thing in The Sims 4 with Get Famous, which I love Get Famous, but there's a few glitches here and there. But the one thing I love about that pack is that the video station, like, I have always loved YouTube. I love making content. I love making videos. And it's like a breath of fresh air. I enjoy it. But the one object that we have in Get Famous is the video station, where your Sims could literally become their own YouTuber, like Sims YouTuber, live streamer, whatever they wanted to do, where they have a drone, where they could make recording footage of their neighborhood, themselves cooking, you know, violining, singing, acting, whatever it is. They could record all that process, edit it, add transitions, special effects, upload it for their audience to see, make income, get sponsorships. Like, that whole pack itself was so large that there was so much impact for that one Sim, or like that one thing you really love doing. So like, there's a lot of benefits. Like, you could literally have your own cooking show if you wanted to. Like, your Sim could get a drone and basically have that drone record them cooking dishes and then upload it, edit it, or edit, upload, and then, you know, make money from it each and every day. So like, that's like kind of a smart thing. You could be your own Rachel Ray, or you could be your own Gordon Ramsay. Like, you could have all these different things and post it in The Sims and make money. Like that whole video station is literally the smartest idea The Sims team has ever thought of, in my humble opinion, to make extra money in The Sims. Like, there are different avenues of making money in The Sims: planting, gardening, painting, stealing, you know, the celebrity stars off of the ground in Del Sol Valley for 500 simoleons each, stealing things from other Sims' homes. Flopsy. Like, there's so many different things that you can make money in The Sims that the video station is like another way of earning money for free, where you don't have to have traditional quote unquote 9-to-5 job in The Sims to earn money. Like, that's a lot of work. Too much effort, not enough time. So that being said, I do think that having that dedicated content of realizing where you want to post, what you want to post, how you're going to post it, and on what day will be very, very, very beneficial. But definitely dedicate one day out of your week, month, or whatever to do complete engagement. Where, for me, example, I always try my best to schedule a day, kind of mainly on a whim. Have a day for myself where I respond to all of my YouTube comments, whether they're old or new. Sometimes I tend to go back 3 years in the past to respond to a comment that I probably forgot to respond to, or I thought that was, I needed to give it some thought. And so I wanted to be able to schedule that day to respond to those comments on, you know, Twitter maybe, or, you know, Discord or YouTube comments or Instagram, to kind of catch up on those things. Because if you aren't the one to create and schedule the content beforehand, you'll find this tip very helpful. Like, honestly, you'll find this tip very, very helpful when you schedule that dedicated day to do that complete engagement. Because in that, don't go about creating new content daily, then that can burn you out really, really fast when you create that content very, very, very fast and very daily. You can have burnout real quick. Sometimes. Some people don't, but some people do. It all depends on what you're creating and how you're going to create it. So instead of creating, take that day to engage with your audience, because ultimately at the end of the day, your audience kind of helped you to get to where you are today in reality. Because without your audience, I don't think we wouldn't be anywhere without their help and support. Like, I wouldn't be anywhere at all without you all listening to my podcast or watching my videos or my streams. And so I'm very grateful where I can interact with you live and virtual, actually, to talk to you and engage with you and have fun. We play games together in Discord, watch movies together. So being able to engage with you all is so, so important to me. I'm a person who loves to be very social, but when I want to, like, I'm an introvert. So, like, I'm an introvert and an extroverted person. So I need to have that time out of my day where I could just engage with you all without having to create new content, if that makes sense. But definitely do set clear objectives as you log in. Like, just don't log in and think that I'm just going to do all these things. It was like, oh, I forgot about this one thing or that one thing. Like, but definitely, like, log into a social media with a plan. Like, often logging to social media translates into mindless scrolling, which, when you really think about it, that's kind of what TikTok and Instagram is. Like, if you, like, really think about it, like, take a step back and, like, think, are you that person who, like, mindless scrolls through TikTok hours and hours and hours until, like, 2 a.m. in the morning, or, like, scrolling through, like, Instagram or Twitter or whatever, like, repeatedly? I'm guilty of that. I'm toning down my mindless scrolling on TikTok, because there are days where I would go on TikTok. I would lay in bed for, like, hours and just scroll through TikTok for about maybe an hour or two without getting up in the morning, or, like, before I go to bed, like, until 2 a.m. Like, I had a bad habit of doing that. And I think I want to have, like, a day where I just, like, you know, maybe I mindless scroll through TikTok, just for the fun of it, when I don't have anything else to do. Like, I have all my set content made and scheduled and posted and all this stuff where I could have free time to definitely relax. But yeah, definitely, like, schedule, you know, or have, like, set clear objectives when you log into social media, if it's your business or you are doing something, like checking notifications, replying to comments on your posts, listening to other people, listen to what other people are saying about you, leave thoughtful comments on your followers' content, join a Twitter chat, or engage to LinkedIn or Facebook groups. Like, Facebook and LinkedIn are just not for me. However, I do have a LinkedIn, but for, like, business things. But Twitter is where I like engaging the most, because it's quick, it's short, and it's easy. And if you don't know, when you log into Twitter, there is a simple worded message on there at the very top, and it reads, "What's happening?" Like, you are literally inclined. Like, it's like your brain. My brain's like inclined to literally tweet what is literally happening in my life right now, and it's tweeted right then and there. Because Twitter is like, I wouldn't say inconsistent. It's more like, it's like a never ending, like, cycle of what's happening. So it always continues to happen more and more and more. But if a bit of pre-planning your day suits you, then consider setting, you know, clear objectives for each social platform along with a timestamp, so you know what to do and how for how long. Because there's only 24 hours in a day. And I wish there were more hours in a day so I can get more work done. But ultimately, that is not the case. So definitely, like, pre-planning and having, like, your set schedule and your set clear objectives of what you want to do in that day. Like scheduling yourself a 9-to-5 schedule of doing all this, like, replying, engagement, and content that you want to do throughout that day, so you don't feel like you are missing out on something else. But the other thing that I do like to say is that turn off notifications when you're not online. Schedule time to engage daily. That also helps. Like, what I do is I dedicate at least 30 minutes a day, at least, to engage with my audience content, whether it's on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, which I don't really go on at all anymore, Discord. Like, I try to be as engaging as possible with my audience as much as possible when I can. Like, there are, like, for example, you know, leave X amount of comments, say 3 meaningful things comments in round 1. Next round, you do a little bit more. And then after that, a little bit more. So, like, again, schedule some clear objectives, schedule some engagement time daily, see what you can do. But once you're done, you know, take a step back, turn off notifications, turn the phone off, take a social detox, get off the screen in the evening when you're done working. Limit the communities you are a part of. Now, this is where it gets crazy. You might all yell at me for this, but let me tell you, I'm in like 50 some odd different Discord servers right now. And it's like, I want to be as engaging as possible. And I want to be there for people when it's needed. But ultimately, I've realized that I don't need to be a part of every single community known to man. Even if like I feel FOMO, the fear of missing out. Because it's at an all-time high where people do feel FOMO, where they leave a certain community and they feel like they're not a part of that anymore. And they feel like they're just like left on the back burner. Because doing so will only tire you out if you're a part of everything, which in turn takes a toll on the quality of what you share with your community. So, case in point, you don't gotta be a part of every Twitter chat community. Identify the ones that you are the most beneficial to you, depending on your goal, and join them regularly, putting your best self forward. And this is where it comes to me, where I was in a Clubhouse chat where I was like, wait a minute, I love Clubhouse more than I thought, because I thought it was just like a random, you know, audio generated, you know, LinkedIn, like literally LinkedIn, but just audio. And I'm having the most fun with Clubhouse. I'm having fun interacting with people, being in meetings, groups, and interacting with other people, with like-minded people. And it feels like a breath of fresh air where we all can relate to certain topics. So I've learned to limit myself in certain communities and limit myself in certain Discord servers. And I think, you know, some people should do the same. Maybe even you. Maybe Discord's not for you. Maybe Twitter's not for you. Maybe Twitch is not for you. Limit the stuff that you are not the best fit for, you think that you can step away from and not feel FOMO, where be in the groups that you feel the most beneficial, that will be most beneficial for you. And do definitely balance your social media company, because the more social media that you're on, there's going to be a tend of burnout. So the more social media that you're on, the crazier it can get. So practice social media detox over the weekend, unplug. I might actually do the same, where I'm going to record everything that I need to do and schedule and just take a step back and do a social media detox where I'm only on it for maybe an hour and that's it. Let that sink in. Take time off to recharge and don't be afraid to unplug at the end of the day. Like, you are literally not an ER doctor, unless you are. But if you're not, no one's gonna die if you don't respond to a tweet for a few hours. Like, they can wait. People can wait. Social media can wait. So take time for yourself. Self-care is very important. Your mental health is more important than a simple tweet or a simple business email or a simple blankety blank blank. Like, you don't have to be everywhere at once. Like, you are one person. You can't clone yourself. You can try. It will not work. So definitely, again, to like kind of wrap up the whole thing and the whole episode, is basically from unplugging from the evenings to social media detoxing over the weekend, there's a lot that you can do to protect your mental wellness. So definitely like follow these like tips and tricks to help you better and succeed in your social media like life and keep your burnout at bay, because no one deserves or needs a burnout from anything. Take a step back, unwind, unplug. Do what you got to do to better yourself and you're good to go. But overall, I think that with me throughout this entire like quarantine panini stuff, I feel like that I am trying to better myself for the best. And I definitely want to do more solo podcast episodes on certain topics. So if you ever have any ideas for any topics you want me to cover in the podcast, feel free to let me know, because I can talk for days, like literally for days on anything, because I will research the heck out of a topic and talk for hours. I'm not kidding. If you haven't seen the recent like interview episodes I've done, they have been nearly almost 2 hours long each. And that's how much I take time to talk and research with my guests, because I want to make sure that they feel comfortable, but also I am not going into it blind and look like a baboon noob of not knowing anything about the person. Even though I know who they are, I want to go into the paint of actually being a professional and learning more about them as they talk. So that's just me. But anyway, I want to go ahead and wrap it up here. I do hope you guys enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. We are officially at episode 10, which is so crazy to think that we have reached a double digit number. I cannot wait to see where this goes, where it lies, and what happens at the end of the day or the end of the year. I want to see Where will this podcast be in December of 2021? Anywho, like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode as much as I did. Be sure to go ahead and follow and subscribe to me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And I will hear from you all next week. Goodbye.